The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
There's nothing new and I won't do. Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning, folks. You made it to another Monday. There's no easy feat on its own. What used to be simple, just making it through the weekend, is no longer a simple task. Actually, everyone should be receiving a trophy just for things that seem basic back in the day that we can make it through now. Every day is a winding road. Where's Sheryl Crow when you need her? I know some of you ladies out there like Sheryl Crow. That will play a little bit for you. Come in on a Monday, right? We could play the Bengals Manic Monday. I don't want to bring it down that far. Weather and sports for you on the twos. Here's a little Sheryl Crow to get your week going. Hope you had a good weekend out there, folks. And remember, every day is a winding road.
I used to ride with a vending machine repairman. He said he's been down this road more than twice. He was high on intellectualism. I've never been there, but the brochure looks nice. Jump in, let's go. Lay back, enjoy the show.
What you say, lay back and enjoy the show? I hope you're laying back and enjoying the show this weekend, you sports fans in the NFL. Of course, we talk about the NFL being just a big show. That's all it is. And people say, what do you mean by that, Paine? I don't understand. You're such a sour guy. You always seem like you're so sour. You're such a cynical. I can't listen to him. It's too negative, Mildred. I can't do it. Okay. Let's go back. See, everything I say is based in fact and experience. You know, we've studied at Citigroup. We started studying professional sports, I don't know, back in 2007, 2008. And building algorithms on the side, of course. It's not an official Citigroup project. It might be. Fuck, these guys might sell to Citigroup. You never know. Just to keep it under wraps. I don't know if a lot of people know this or want to hear this, but the NFL went to court a few years ago, and the lawyers for the NFL. Now, I worked for NFL Security. Okay. They're one of our clients back in the day for my group. So we know all about the, and it's all former FBI types running the show. So you know it's fucking corrupt, right? Anyway, you think the security is corrupt? What do you think of the in the courtroom with these lawyers? And NFL lawyers argued on behalf of the league that the NFL is not a sport. It's in fact an entertainment business. And because of that, people may ask, when did NFL become sports entertainment? Well, the lawyers for the NFL claim it's always been sports entertainment, and that the fans have no right to expect anything but a W. They didn't say this, But basically, in the inside the argument, the NFL says, we're a private business. And it's completely legal for us to predetermine the outcome of games. Just like the WWE and the old WWF wrestling. And ultimately, it need be no different than a scripted television series or movie. This is the NFL lawyers themselves. Now, everybody that's in the know here, serious wagers, serious sports bettors know this. Bronco's out in Vegas. He's cleaning up. Our buddy Bronco. He cleans up every weekend. He cleans up all during the week, too, on NFL and NHL, and goes on and on and on. How can you do this? So many people. I mean, look at the games this weekend. They were a sham, a total sham. Everything comes back to the down to the last 30 seconds. You can't do this on a regular basis just based on regular odds and probabilities. You can't do it. It's impossible. Every game, every big game comes down to the last 30, 40 seconds. It's impossible. Fuck who you are. But the folks soak it up because they get caught up in it, and it's a major distraction. And now there's a lot of money on it. See, I was interested in it for years because I knew where this was going. And, you know, we fancy ourselves as ahead of the curve. Well, we were about to 15 years ahead of the curve on this one. And we started compiling data. And you can tell which leagues are rigged the most. And we'll talk about that some other time. But don't think that you're getting an honest representation of a sports game. You're not. It's simply based on probability and odds. Every big game comes down to the last few seconds. Every game is an instant classic. Just this weekend, what was there? Four fucking instant classics? It doesn't work that way in sports. It doesn't work. Not every game comes down to the last fucking minute. And when you see that, there's fuckery afoot. I put up just for a goof on Twitter. And we'll just touch on this just to break into the week. Is the NFL rigged? Put this up an hour ago. This is about midnight. Eastern Standard Time on Monday morning. Is the NFL rigged? Possible answers. Yes, no, only in big games. I'm too dumb to vote. Well, there's been about 700 votes so far. Not bad for midnight on a shadow banned account. Yes, 59.6%. Well, let me update it because I... Let's get accurate numbers here. Okay. Yes, 59.6% say yes, it's rigged. 19.2% say no, it's not rigged. The NFL is not rigged. Only in big games, 13.3% feel that it's rigged. And I'm too dumb to vote, a surprising 7.9%. Now, I put these, I always put these things, a serious poll, and then the last question that we always add is something ridiculous. Because it does. It weeds out the cement heads. Because the cement heads say, whoa, that's funny. And so they don't understand that we're just weeding out the idiots. So 7.8% of about 700 votes are cement heads. And thank you for telling us. So if you add up 59.7% and 13.3%, who voted only in big games, well, you don't have to be a genius to understand that you have 73%. 73% just on a random poll. Now, that's a big deal. A few years ago, I ran this poll. Nowhere near that. It's a funny thing. When your money's in play, when people start recreational bettors and stuff, when they start wagering on this stuff, oh, then you start figuring it out, right? If you're just sitting at home before sports betting was legalized in a lot of states and you're not watching and, you know, your money's not in play, I don't care whether it's rigged or not. You put your money in play. Wait a minute. Something's going on here. And something is going on here. You're being played. But the real sharps out there, they understand this, and they understand how it's rigged and when it's rigged, and much of it's rigged by the sports spread and things like that. Guys like Bronco and other folks we know are making a lot of money. Making a lot more money than I got a couple guys that make more money in this than they do in the stock market, especially after last week. Jesus God Almighty. Now, we have a big hot wire. We're going to put it out after this show. How you like that? To our folks on the top tier hot wire on pain.tv. And the song says King of Pain. And on Sundays into Mondays, Tuesdays, we usually are the King of Pain, the King of the Thomas Paine podcast. And because of the hot wire intel, we have something really special. I'm not even going to tease it. Something really special for our way. And again, talking about money, 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 money. Talking about the markets. Everybody wants to know about the markets. And, it, you know, a growing number of folks want to know about wagering and sports betting as an investment. And they want to know about the markets. What's the market going to do? We talked about these mRNA stocks. And perhaps there's some opportunity there. Well, you have to listen to Hotwire. Because it's very, very eye-opening, in addition to some of the other things we're working on that we are going to reveal after this show. I haven't put it together yet, but I will. So you have it all wrapped up in a nice little bow for you on a Monday morning. Whew. And it's coming at you fast. And expect this week, I'm going to say this, as we're working our way into the second week of the year, and second month of the year, last week of the first month. I've noticed this through the years. Other folks perhaps don't think like I do because, I don't know, everybody thinks differently. It's fair. But covering news and events and trends, this is normally a very busy week heading into the early stretch of February. And it's a stressful time as well. Now, why is it stressful, you say, Payne? Why is it stressful? Well, we talk about kitchen table items many times on these very Thomas Paine podcasts. Things that matter to everybody. Well, for whom the bell tolls, a little Capote. This time every year, between the last week of January heading into the first week of February. Get your shit together. Anyway, I'm about to make a fantastic point. It'll make up for little speed bumps along the way. Credit card bills are due from Christmas. First payments. You want to talk about King of Pain? Especially in this economic environment. Economic Armageddon. And so folks are typically stressed out. Now, we have a lot of videos for you tonight. I'm psyched. I think we're going to just have kind of a loose show in the beginning. I don't know what the Young Bucks have put together for me. I really don't. I haven't looked at it at all. And that's usually the way it is. I like to go in fresh. As Frank Costanza says, I like to go in fresh. Because I want to stay sharp. You know what I mean? Like, we could watch this stuff and earlier and write scripts and stuff like that. But what the hell's the point? I'd like to be me and fast on my feet, etc. It's one way to stay sharp in your old age. And so there's many things going on. We talked about the NFL. Kind of a, folks know that's like a hobby of mine. As an early hand in building the algorithms at Citi, among some real slick cats at Citi. And they were right on the money this weekend again. Get text during the game. This is going to happen next, and this is going to happen next. I'm like, I don't see that. It was like 11 seconds left in the Chiefs game. They were down by a point. They were like on their own 25-yard line. And I get the text. This is going into overtime. It's like, what? What are you talking about? What's going on here? I don't know. Anyway. It ends up going into overtime. I don't even know how the hell it happened or what happened. And I wasn't following the game, so maybe it's not exactly how it happened as I'm characterizing it. But they nailed it. They nailed it. It went into overtime, and they were cleaning up. Now, another example. All you have to do is pay attention to what's going on out there, folks. You focus on something, you can uncover schemes all the time and fraud all the time. Let's talk about the big rallies they had this weekend in Washington, anti-vaxxer rally. I don't like the name of that. And you know, you have to wonder. Look, you listen here because I give you a different perspective, 30,000-foot view. I don't like the anti-vaxxer label, right? Because it's not what is happening right now. And then this is a label they use to paint people as maniacs. And the fact that the folks who had these rallies, participated in these rallies, didn't stand up there and say this bullshit that you're calling an anti-vaxxer rally is a problem too in itself. And the reason for that is because most of the folks out here, it's nothing to do with anti-vaxxer. It has to do with the government telling you what you can and can't put in your body and how to raise your kids and what you have to put in your kids' bodies. That's not anti-vaxxer. That's anti-tyranny. That's anti-totalitarianism. Okay? In the 1930s and 1940s, if you stood up against the Third Reich, where they... Minister of Information, the Ministry of Information, would likely come up with a fancy little name, too, to marginalize you and make you seem like the maniac, right? And so you have to be careful of labels. You have to be careful of labels. And I think it's good that these folks got together and they're out there talking and trying to reach more people. I think it's every little bit helps, right? That's fantastic. Everybody that participated, congratulations. Everybody that went there, I hope you were careful with you. FBI, DOJ criminals running around undercover, but I think it's great. I really do. But I have to keep it real. So that's what we do here. And here's a little question for everybody that was there, all the doctors that were there in the white coats and everything. It is coming up on 2 years since this whole thing started. It's a year plus, okay, 14, 15 months since they rolled out the vaccines, fake vaccines. We have, I think it's edging to 5 billion people, 5 billion with a B, 5 billion people on this globe who have been jabbed with this experimental fucking serum. That's what it is. There's actually no bona fide vaccine. It's all smoke and mirrors. What took you guys so fucking long to have a rally? All these folks. So I have to keep it real. I'm sorry. What? I'll say this too. Another school of thought. At 30,000 feet. It's too fucking late. You fucked up. You missed your window. And so it makes a cynic like me and other folks, just not me, come out and say, what is going on here? Why now? Because it seems like it would be much more advantageous to the entire human race, to the entire humankind and mankind, to come out before 5 billion people lined up for these jabs. And guess what? A lot of people have been maimed and killed and sick from all this. Even the dopes who don't realize how these things can be spread among other folks who are jabbed. Why now? What's going on now? Why are these doctors coming out now? Is it because it's safe? The coast is clear. You can come out now. Because it's almost over as far as the numbers plateauing. Like enough people have been vaccinated or we're not going to get any more. So it's safe to come out and slam this. Now, there were a number of fantastic doctors who came out early and did just what I'm talking about. Where are they at? Oh, they've been defrocked, delicensed, marginalized, bankrupted. But then here comes this new batch of folks. And they stand to make some good money off this. Let's not fucking bullshit ourselves. It's about money. It's about money. So when I say follow the money, I mean follow the money. Even if folks are out there and they're your favorite trading card heroes because they're saying the things you want them to say, what if they say it too late? What if by saying it earlier, they could have saved a lot of lives? What if by having massive rally earlier like that from these big influencers, would obviously takes a lot of money to put these things on. Where's the money coming from? Number one, people say, why don't you get involved? I'm not a fucking activist. Just a journalist. We don't have the money to do this. So how do these things spread? How do they become so prolific so fast? And why weren't they done when we could have used it? The entire world is watching the United States. Plain and simple. It's true. The entire world has been watching the United States, looking for a leader. Now we have folks who stepped up in their white coats to be would-be leaders, but it's 2 years into this. I mean, they're talking about a fourth fucking jab. Fauci, we have a video from Fauci talking about a fourth jab. They're on their fourth jab in Israel. The world is watching. Where were our leaders? Where were our leaders? That's what I want to know. And why now? And so you have to ask yourself this as we listen to a little Jeff Healey, confidence man.